You're tuned into the new Old Heads podcast, premiered every Thursday at noon at bringingdowntheband.com and brought to you by No Bad Ideas, Coleman Dental, Printfinity, and Indie CD and Vinyl. Support the new Old Heads by visiting our Patreon at patreon.com/newoldheads.
Episode 133 of the New Old Heads podcast. I am Major 7th. We'll work on it. Longevity, how are you, sir?
I'm well, Mike. How are you?
Good. Good to see you as always. I see you with the Take That 13 shirt on. Shout out to Metronome, Jay Moore. You know the deal.
And Printfinity.
Yeah, it's a staple, man. All it's a staple one. Here. Printfinity always laces the homies, so we appreciate them for that. Speaking of Printfinity, in the corner, DJ J Diff.
Salutations.
What's going on, brother?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Can't complain, you know.
All right.
Yeah, I see you with the Navy on Navy. Got the Navy on your wrist. Navy on your t-shirt. I see you.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
I was trying to give you props, but yeah. You weren't that enthused. That's cool.
It's coordination.
Yeah. Know. Simple.
Yeah.
Probably got Navy on your Adidas as well, huh?
Possibly.
Something like that, perhaps.
Yeah, perhaps.
It's all good. I ain't going to put you on blast like that. But I see your coordination. I see you.
You already did.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I didn't put you on blast. Yeah. They
y'all,
can't see
y'all, y'all finished or y'all
stop,
no
man.
Shit. Let's get it going.
Trying to give him to my left. The incomparable DJ Spools. How are you, sir?
Hello, Michael. I'm good, man. How are you?
Good. Good to see you as always.
Likewise.
Rocking the Cubs garb, as yep. always.
Go Cubs go, man.
Yes, sir.
First
yes,
place.
Sir. Episode 133. Lone has the Bears Cup out. He normally has, so he's showing his, you know, support for his team. I guess he watches them from here, you know, every once in a while, you know.
No, I don't, actually. I mean, they're my favorite football team, but
yes,
I don't
sir.
Watch NFL, so.
You don't. You've been consistent with that.
I just so. Like the cup.
Word.
I don't like Chicago.
It's a nice cup. Chicago's a great city. It's my second home. I would consider it that, so.
Make sure y'all subscribe and hit the bell.
Yes, boom. Please hit the bell.
Please. That's the important YouTube. These days, yes. The bell hitting.
Yeah,
bell hitting is
you
at
could
an
do
all-time
that. Just
high.
Tap it. It's yeah. a little bell next to the subscribe button, if
yes,
I'm not
sir.
Mistaken. So,
speaking
it's
of bell,
the fuck shit
around
bell.
One of these,
please.
Corners.
Yeah, one of these. J. Div is pointing you in the right direction. One of these corners.
It'll be
is where
right
you see the bear.
Here.
Yeah,
right.
It'll
here.
Be in that location. So, yeah. Appreciate you, brother. Let's go ahead and jump into the rundown here.
Bong bong.
I thought I'd start with yeah, real quick. I thought I'd start with. A little bit of sports. The Eastern Conference and Western Conference finals are set. Toronto will be facing Milwaukee as well as Portland. Trouble is will be facing the Golden State Warriors. So
Warriors.
Yeah, so that's going to be big. You got two backcourts with CJ McCollum and Dame Dollar versus Klay Thompson, Steph Curry. That right there in itself should be very entertaining.
You by got the time this show airs, one game will already be in the pocket.
That is a fact. As well as you got Giannis.
When is the first game?
Actually, two games will be.
Two games by the time this airs. Good point.
Yeah.
Starts Wednesday?
Yeah.
Tuesday.
So there's one tonight. There's one for Tuesday and there's one for Wednesday. Giannis Antetokounmpo. I never can pronounce his name.
Antetokounmpo.
I call him the Greek freak. But he will be going against Kawhi Leonard and the Toronto Raptors. That game one will start tomorrow, you know, per our taping. But that's exciting to me. Like those
the
are
fuck! Right now.
Shout out to Kawhi in that game when
what
he shot.
Was that for? I just love the outburst.
Hey, he
it's
he
like
stuck,
an outburst.
He stuck the Kawhi
it's
laugh.
It's
in,
a Kawhi
though,
laugh.
So we
a Kawhi
good.
Laugh.
We good. Kawhi actually game. He game Philly and got him up out of there. So. I don't know, Spools. I'm excited about these conference finals because we have marquee names. We have marquee backcourts. I think the ratings are going to be dope, and it should be a good six or seven games for both series.
No, man. I think the Warriors will win in probably five, four or five. They're
super tough.
Or win in five. But the East, I think, is going to be competitive. That's more exciting to me than the West right now. And I really like Dame Lillard, and I like the Blazers or their team a lot,
yep.
You know, but... Nah, man.
Mm-mm. You know, KD went down
but
with the
East,
calf.
But the East will be interesting, man. That yeah. that Kawhi, that man, I got to see the Bucks play this year in person without Giannis.
Oh, okay.
And they're good, man. They're a really, yeah. really good team, like as a team playing together. So, and the Raptors are too. So I think that's that one I could see going six or seven.
Six or seven. But yep. you got the Warriors in five off GP, huh?
Yep.
Okay. I'm not mad at that. KD is out.
I could be wrong.
They say KD will be out for game one and game two. So that changes the dynamics of that actual series. So we'll see how that goes. But overall, this should be good entertainment. I got the Bucks winning, and I have the Warriors winning in seven.
Seven games?
So she's not going to seven, man.
I believe in Dame Dollar, man. Mm. And I fool with CJ
McCullough. I like Dame a lot, man.
They play good team ball, man.
They do.
Which is what I like about them.
I also like the fact that they, like, last year had, like, real poor performance. They got put out in the first round last year, if I'm not mistaken.
They
Everybody
did.
Was, like, shitting kind of a little bit on Dame in Portland.
That's a
and
fact.
For them to bounce back and be in the conference finals this year is awesome, I think. So
I think the first couple games will dictate how the series goes.
No
Dude,
question.
I hope I'm wrong. Side note, I hope I'm wrong. I hope Portland beats them. That would be awesome.
Gotcha.
Like,
yeah.
that would be
yeah.
great. But just, you know, if I were betting on it, I would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If Portland can get one of the two games with KD being out, you know, possibly that could change something. But I think the Golden State Warriors, I got them in seven because I think Dame and CJ are good enough to take it to seven. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's just, you know, that's just
who's
my guess.
JD,
if you're not
who's
going.
Who's their three?
You're not going. JD, if
no,
you're not going.
I haven't been on your side for any of your basketball talk tonight.
Who's Portland's three? I'm just not familiar. Who plays small forward? Like, who's going to guard KD when he
is
comes back?
Is that Aminu?
Al Farouq Aminu. I believe he plays the three and the four, so he'll
and
probably.
And is it Harkless as well?
It'll be between those two. They'll draw the assignment.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
When he comes back, assuming he does.
They're saying
yeah,
possibly game three.
Yeah, okay.
Calf strain.
Yep.
J. Diff, what's up, man? You're not going on anything I'm saying right now, man. Talk to me.
Not when it comes to NBA, not today.
Warriors in five?
I don't know. I'm just saying it's not going seven.
It's not going seven. Okay. I respect
it's
that.
It's not going seven.
I could see it going seven.
I respect
maybe.
That.
Yeah. I could potentially see
both,
it going
both
seven.
Both y'all are in the twilight zone today.
I mean, who's Steph can't guard Dame?
He can't guard either one of them.
He can't guard CJ either.
Yeah,
and they can both get buckets. So
yeah.
You know, I think Dame kind of showed out against Russ, you know.
Oh, he put Russ on blast.
So, 100%. Don't get me wrong, Steph can score, but.
Yeah.
How'd they do in the regular season? Just out of curiosity, when they played.
I want to say split. I know each of them won one game on the opposing team's floor. 44-34 is what
Your
we got.
Your mic's not on.
I think that's Warriors 44-34. Is that correct?
The fuck right now.
The fuck
yeah.
right now.
Right now.
I want to talk to you, man, in your face. So it sounds like the Warriors are doing Warriors things. But we'll see. I got the Warriors in seven. I think Dame can stretch it out, but we shall see.
Cool.
Let's go ahead and jump into this rundown for 133. This actually kind of piggybacks off the sports topic. Shout out to Jay Moore as well. East St. Louis is in the building. St. Louis is in the building. Kansas City Mac is in the building. Red August, he's not mic'd up. I feel great about that. How do y'all feel about that?
I like when Mike has a mic. So
I don't. How do you feel?
Just being a hater, man.
I can plug Mike in really quick.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I could.
I'm ecstatic.
Mike, let your haters be your motivators, man.
Hey, pay the brother, though. Don't get it twisted. I want him to get his bag, but
yeah.
I prefer that he doesn't have a microphone.
Why is it that you like for people to...
lose?
No, not lose. he likes for people to prosper.
Yeah, I do.
But he hates people that prosper.
Nah, I like people got bills,
it.
Man. We you know family
he hates
people
it,
have
though.
Families, they got bills.
It's like that side hand compliment.
Red August got bills, man. So at the end of the day I want him to win. I just don't want him to talk. That's
fuck
all.
You, but I want you to eat a meal today.
Damn right. So I hope he hit the lottery after we leave. But I don't want him to say shit while we recording this. And Long goes to record to make sure that he can talk.
He should be able to talk now.
Yes, fuck you, Michael.
Wow. Red August is in the building.
I like those. Those were like the first words he said. Yes, and then fuck you, Mike.
Are y'all happy now?
Yes. The shit.
What about the other series? You see the other series being special? I mean.
The Giannis series and
yeah. Do you think Toronto has enough for Giannis?
They have enough, but Giannis, man, Giannis is He's on a different level right now.
And they're a good team as well. I mean, it's two good team games. So.
I think that's going to be a competitive one.
Yeah, I see that one being a...
Like back and
forth. So that might go seven.
Possible seven.
Okay. You got two guys that are in situations where they have, you know, B-list, C-list all-stars, and then a bunch of role players. So it's kind of even. But I still got Giannis. I think Giannis
Who are the B-list and C-list all-stars?
Kyle Lowry for the Raptors, Middleton for the Bucks. You got Eric Bledsoe.
Okay, that's fair.
You got Siakam, you know what I'm saying, for Toronto. These guys are good, but they're not elite.
Right, I feel you.
We call
I
elite
agree.
Players.
Makes
so.
Sense.
Well, they're like role players.
Yeah, I think they're equally matched, is what I'm saying. Lowry, I'm cool on Lowry. I think Lowry is
Lowry should be better than Bledsoe.
100%.
But
Chris Middleton, I think, is dope.
I think he might be the equalizer.
And they'll get Malcolm Brogdon from Virginia back.
Is he going to be back?
Yeah, I think he'll be back for that series. So that's going to help
them. If he's back,
then
Milwaukee's probably going to win that.
More than likely, they're going to win. That's what I was thinking. So, you know, we'll see.
Ilyasova is going to give him 40.
Hey, he can shoot that thing, though. Ilyasova can shoot that thing. So they got a lot of people. Mirotić from the Bulls. He can shoot that thing.
Yeah, he doesn't play for them anymore.
Hey, man, they got some
How about that?
How about that? All right, so let's jump in. This is actually sports related as well. Jay Moore brought this up. There was the Atlantic Online had a headline speaking to championship teams going to the White House. It says, why don't white athletes understand what's wrong with Trump? ? So Jay Moore posed a question, which I thought was dope. Why is it that the black athlete is always asked about his or her representation in terms of going to the White House, in opposed to the white athletes that are not asked, you know, how they feel about their teammates that are black or Hispanic that might choose to not go to the White House? It's never flipped around. It's always, why is the black athlete not wanting to go, in opposed to why the white athlete wants to go and is just going to ignore his or her teammates?
It's easy.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's easy, but I thought that was a good question. Like, what do you think about that? Because I know the game, I know the media, I know why they're going to ask what they're going to ask, but I thought that was a good question.
I mean, even historically, when we think about it, I mean, it's just been a thing for athletes to go to the White House, right?
Right.
So even if we take the racial element out of it,
right,
it's like, oh, what do you mean you're not going to go?
Yeah.
So it's that from the jump. I mean, that's just you got to like jump down a few things, like a few. You got to go down the path a little bit to untuck the nuance to get to that point.
I just don't think the conversation is being had amongst the teammates, where the white teammates are really asking the African American or Latino teammates why they are making a certain decision that they're making to not go to the White House. I don't think these conversations are being had in my opinion. I think the media is the one that really puts the pressure on the black athletes to be like, yo, so why are you not trying to go to the White House? Like, what's the reason behind going to that? I don't see that on the flip side, if you will. That's just my opinion. Suppose you can jump in. I see.
It's kind of a shitty lose-lose situation for
right.
black athletes, actually.
Right.
When you think about it, it's like you're going to get questioned and somebody's going to think poorly of you, or a significant subsection of people are going to think poorly of you if you don't go. And then if you do go, there's you know, a significant subsection of people who aren't going to like you there too. Like, damned if you do, damned if you don't. It really sucks. And that does not seem to exist for white athletes. You're correct.
I can dig it.
Why? Again, because of the state of race in our country, and because of, I don't know, the nature in which Donald Trump got elected, and everything that's happened for the last like 3 years, I guess.
Right, right.
And then not only that, everything that's happened for the past 450 to 500 years.
It's
so.
All good talk.
Forever.
I mean.
What'd you say, J-Dip? I'm sorry. Anything?
Forever.
Forever, ever?
Forever, ever. I see.
But no, I mean, it's. Yeah. It's kind of what Kyle Korver was touching on in his piece.
Good call.
About privilege.
Good call.
And how I can't really speak for a white individual.
Right.
Or a white male, but he was saying that you kind of have to take that burden and view it differently.
Yeah.
To understand what your privilege actually is.
Yeah.
So I think that has something to do with it. It's also media, like you said. Kind of goes back to the media asking Jordan Peele about putting white people in his movies.
Yes.
Like, why are we even? Why are you asking that question?
Right.
And then when he gives you an answer,
a direct answer. Yeah.
Which is pretty much the same. He's doing the same thing that other producers or whatnot have done.
Yeah.
He's just black and now is racist now because issue. Everybody likes to call everything racist nowadays for the most part, but I don't know.
I think we get, and I'm speaking to J. Diff, Red August, J. Moore. I think sometimes we get spoiled because we have two of our Caucasian brothers that are on the show with us that are legit and honest with their opinions about the other side. Like, you know, Lone and Spools have always been vocal about, you know, the white privilege piece. We've always speaked on that, and they've never been.
We speaked on it.
We always speak on that. I'm sorry, my mama would be mad. Spoked. Let's do spoked instead of speaked. Can we do spoked?
No, you can't do spoked either. I just pulled you into that.
I thought you was bailing me out with spoked.
No, I was just leading you further down that hole.
Nah, man.
He was going to.
My mama know you, man.
Spoked sound good. Let's use spoked.
Yeah. My mama knows you though. Speaking. Why would you do that?
I'll tell your mom I said hi.
Speaked and spoke.
Fresh off Mother's Day though.
Happy Mother's Day, by the way, to all the mothers out there.
I can't say
you're supposed to pull me out the hole, not put me in. That's white privilege. Anyway.
No D spoke.
You know what I mean when I say
spoked.
That.
Spoked.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Oh, spoked is
a different language.
Spokes
man.
When you like put the card in your bike.
Spoked.
What about 100 spokes?
See, yeah. There you go.
That's still spokes.
You're getting there.
Okay.
Remember how they used to tell you how to sound out the words?
Phonics.
Where they work for me.
Yeah.
Do you remember the phonics book? What color was it?
I didn't have phonics books.
Phonics books were definitely in school. What school is Indianapolis Public School Systems? What were y'all doing? Because we definitely had phonics books.
Oh.
We definitely had phonics
everybody
books.
Everybody did not have phonics books.
Okay. Shout out to Indianapolis Public
School. Doing phonics works for the people that were hard at learning.
Did you have a phonics book?
I don't. Think
now
so.
You don't remember.
No, I mean, I wasn't, but.
Now Lone don't remember.
Hey, here's Red what August, I was.
Now Spools Lone know what I'm talking about.
Being said, I'll be
saying. Hey, Red hey. August, now Lone don't remember. We went to the same school. Now he don't remember.
I don't remember it.
You've never seen the phonics book?
I remember.
See,
hooked
that's
on
how
phonics.
People do you, man.
I remember the commercial. No,
we went to the same school.
He's seen some of his buddies had them phonics books. And he didn't want to.
Red August, you see how people do you?
He didn't want to clown you like that, but.
Red August, you see how people do you?
He just walked right into it.
I mean,
everybody did not have
the same book.
Books.
We had the same books.
We went to the same elementary school.
It's all good, man.
Like, so everybody learns at their own pace.
So you said I was in the special classes. Say it. We can say it.
I don't know. I was in speech class in fourth grade. I had to go to speech class.
I feel you.
You know, I wrote a book.
Lone, that's fucked up, man.
But I don't remember phonics books.
You don't remember word. Okay.
I don't.
This is not a jab at anybody that needed phonics.
Yo.
Absolutely. No, that's why I just said everybody learned.
Obviously, Mike had
phonics. Hey, me and Lone went to the same elementary
really
school, though. We went to the same school.
The funny part, this
we
is
had
the reason
same
why
teachers.
Everybody's laughing is it's Mike's realization is happening in front of, you, right. In front of
bro,
us right now.
We had like, the same we had the same teachers.
Doesn't
Lone,
bother me, man.
Lone is trying, to,
opinion
Lone is trying to play me right now, but it's cool.
I'm not.
I feel
y'all was in the same class.
No, he was a year. He was a year older than me.
But we had the same. We came to the same curriculum.
Same
thing.
Yeah, we went to the same elementary school.
Same elementary school.
But I mean, I did have speech. I did.
Hey, Red August, they changed the curriculum.
That's
kind of
like
after,
I went to the same elementary school as a lot of other kids
you
when
did.
I first started out. But I was doing the Montessori program, and they
the
were doing
Montessori
the regular.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that means. What's
it's,
that?
It's like phonics
it's,
for
no. It's definitely not phonics at all.
Hey, Montessori
was
Montessori
actually for
the special for y'all. That's
Montessori
watching.
Was actually for the smarter little kids. Honestly,
they used to call y'all special, right?
Yeah. No, they didn't. There was another section.
Hey,
of
Red August, Terry
kids.
Made lunch at a different time than everybody else.
Don't try to twist this on me because you was
I'm
hooked on phonics, bro.
Shout out to the Montessori. All right, so
but realistically, I don't remember phonics.
I feel you, man.
But I did have speech class. I did. Okay. They did take me out to go to speech class. because apparently I could talk fine. I don't know what was speech class for in middle. What was speech class for?
I don't know.
Maybe some sort of writing.
So your S's.
I didn't take speech until
It wasn't even about speaking. It was more so about like writing comprehension or something. I wrote a book in it. It was like third, fourth grade.
Shout out to school.
Yeah, shout out to education. Shout out 25th Street Elementary School.
Shout out to Anderson School System. Yeah.
I know you're not talking. Phonics. I know you're not talking.
I got two college degrees.
That's why they don't know what Montessori is.
Red August is from Nap, so he was a monastery student as well.
Monastery, sir, is not two different things.
Shout out to the monastery kids out there. We love y'all. All the monastery kids laugh like
you know what
monastery.
The fact that you keep saying that's...
There's definitely just keeps let you
digging
know
Anderson's
that
education system into a deeper hole.
Shout out to monastery. Like, shout out to all the monastery kids.
And just nailing home everyone's point. Keep saying it, man. It's great.
Say it again.
Lone and I
say
went to the same school system.
Why you keep trying to pull him in, though?
Because Red August was like, he tried to get your back on that. But he's a monastery student as well.
We didn't have Hooked on Phonics. That's not a regular curriculum.
Now it's Hooked on Phonics. You see the hyperbole? Now it's Hooked on Phonics.
We definitely have said Hooked on Phonics in the last 5 minutes.
That's first of all, the book is not called Hooked on Phonics.
Okay, let's move on. Good,
goodness. Good God. Y'all look up the word hyperbole. Exaggeration. That's what Jay Div is doing. All right.
Okay.
So let's go to Rolling Loud.
Did we finish talking about all that?
I can't remember what you're talking about now.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to the monastery. So let's...
Dummy.
Go ahead, man.
Nothing to even do with the phonics. What was you about to hit, man?
Nothing. I ain't hitting nothing.
Just, all right, so Rolling Loud, I guess it was a lot of...
The GD Monastery. Stupid
motherfucker. I think. Shout out to Black on Black Violence. All right, so...
How about that?
Phonics. Super Phonics.
Yeah, nice. Shout out to JJ Fab.
JJ Phonics.
It's like that white Australian kid that had all those educational videos.
Oh, I feel
he's like, hey, you,
little creepy kid.
Hey, oh yeah, I don't know if anybody told you this,
that
but
shit was weird.
Yeah, you're my friend.
Stop. Want you to follow him into the fucking woods, creepy ass kid.
Shit was weird.
Whoo. Yeah, that was weird.
He said, follow him into the woods.
That's what he said. He's like, hey, come in the woods with me.
Yeah.
Like, nah, bro.
Then he sang him a love ballad.
Yo. Mm-mm. Hey, you the MVP for saying, follow him into the woods. Yo, that's funny. That's funny.
Man.
Because he really said it.
Goodness. Y'all know by now we don't have good sense sometimes.
At all, man. I apologize. That's funny, though.
Shoot.
Follow me into the woods. That's funny. All right, so back to Rolling Loud. Kodak, who's been in the news, you know, he's been in the news for looking like Lisa Simpson, as well as a bunch of foolishness. But he was, his bus, they pulled his bus over. I guess he was falsifying documents in terms of obtaining weapons, so they found a whole bunch of weapons in his bus. Not to mention, he's already been... You know, and with the police in and out and out of jail. We don't need to talk about that. That's one thing for Rolling Loud.
Let's touch on that real quick.
I mean, to me, in my opinion, like I have no sympathy for a goofy. You keep doing dumb shit. You deserve to get what comes to you. That's just me.
He's facing 10 years.
Go ahead.
He's facing 10 years now.
10 years.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
How long has he been out?
That's that Tekashi program he's on. Oh.
Well played. How long has he been out from his last stint?
Hey, I don't even know, man. These kids just keep fucking up.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, I don't have sympathy for kids that continue to fuck up.
What do you guys think about
just
the people
some guidance.
Who are around them sometimes? I'm all for personal accountability. We talk about it all the time, but who's like... Yeah. There's a bunch of people around him just kind of either like co-signing this behavior or influencing it or being part of it. So like, man, there's nothing wrong with being a fucking adult sometimes.
True.
and putting adults around you who know what the fuck's going on to put you in the best position. Because whatever's going on with Kodak Black right now, it's seemingly, I don't know if it's all just like, just big fucking, like you said, the Tekashi thing or like a some big game. But like, this dude keeps getting in trouble. Like, it's not a good look. Like,
can't get right.
Man. Can't get right.
So I hope he can get right and get some people around him.
I hope so.
Yeah, right. That's it, man. So just damn. Like, he got in trouble literally like 2 weeks ago going to a show somewhere where he had to cross the border from the United States to. Do you guys remember that? He got in trouble there. Got in trouble at another place like a few weeks. But just.
All this stuff is recent. Like, within, the past month, this stuff happened. So this is not.
You think he's got a target on his head?
I mean, it's possible. It's not.
Well, we know there's a branch of the task force or police that exists for hip-hop.
He's not making it too hard for anyone.
You still put yourself in a position to be easily sought after.
That's the point. So,
I mean, you forging documents. I don't know. Is he a felon? Has he been convicted of something prior, or is this case just everything that he's going through? He just hasn't been convicted of anything yet.
Maybe I don't know, dude. He was just on Instagram Live or something like a year ago, smoking weed and like with guns, and got reported, and the police busted in and arrested 100%. Him for that.
100%.
I want to say for potentially, I don't want to be wrong, for being a felon in possession of a weapon or around a weapon, if I'm not mistaken.
Since we're talking about that.
But like I said, I don't know. Anyway, I just hope. I hate to see stuff like that, man.
There's one thing to be, some people just turn away or shun the OG advice. Fam, obviously, you look at T.I., you look at all the situations with Nip, with his comments, like, he's not out here trying to learn from or trying to get jewels from or none of that. Like, he's not aligning himself with any old school rappers or any of the old heads. So he's just surrounded by probably a lot of kids that are his age, and they're just out here, like, just out here reckless. You know what I'm saying? And to Spool's point, like,
out here today.
And to Spool's point, it's like, yo, are these people enabling him to do a lot of dumb shit to get him caught up?
It's one of those, man, it's one of those fucked up triangles, man. It's like, you feel bad for him because he's a kid, but how much do you feel bad for somebody that keeps fucking up? You know, but it's just, obviously he doesn't have guidance, but is he, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's unfortunate.
Fam is old enough to make smarter decisions, in my opinion.
Should be.
Should be
goes back to the yes man thing, and we kind of touched on this whole thing about OGs being accountable like a few episodes ago.
Yeah,
but it also kind of ties into the other thing that happened in Rolling Loud with NBA YoungBoy being shot at in public, which is now that they're saying it has something to do with T Grizzly or something.
They say his I think it was two entourages that were, and this is just allegedly. T Grizzly's entourage, and there was some gunfire, and actually, NBA YoungBoy's girlfriend got shot, hit, and there's a video.
Someone got killed as well.
Someone died. Yeah, someone did pass
away.
And
I think a child was hit as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I saw a video. TMC released a video of, I guess him with, his girlfriend. She was laying on the couch. She was kind of applying pressure to whatever said wound was, but. I think Spools was the one that brought up, because I was asleep on the T Grizzly part until Spools brought that up.
I just happened to catch that.
Okay.
Not too long. Dude, a kid, I can't remember his name. I'm so sorry I can't, but kid from Chicago, rapper from Chicago, got killed in Miami as well.
Bad.
Dude, it was a violent.
Yeah.
Rolling Loud sounds like something I don't want to fuck with.
No 100%. Kidding, dude. Like, I mean, there seem to be some cool artists there and stuff, but I'm cool on all the, like, I'm also 36 years old, so right. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I'm cool on all that shit. And then, even when I was young, I wouldn't want to. I'm cool, man.
I'm cool.
Yeah, Meek actually sent out a tweet concerning some of the shit that went down in Rolling Loud.
Oh, word.
Talking about the artist saying, do y'all want to be millionaires or do y'all want to be crime bosses?
Nice.
He's like, because I know a lot of people in my neighborhood that want to feed families.
Yeah.
So pretty much y'all need to switch places, because all these cats is getting on It's like they want to be more out there once they get in that position to where they're well known, and that doesn't make any sense.
I'm with that. Like, it's just crazy that all of this stuff happened. You know, we're talking about two or three separate instances for one event. And I didn't even mention Wayne, like Wayne not wanting to go to the
school. So, yeah, what happened with that?
So Wayne was basically, it got to the point where he showed up, he was prepared to perform, but the festival police, not rolling any people that say Rolling Loud or whatever, but it said festival police, they made him, I don't know what that was.
It was the police, man.
Police, oh, sorry, thank you. But they wanted
the sound of the police.
They wanted to have Wayne, you know, be searched, his whole entourage searched, and he declined and did not perform because they wanted him to go through what he deemed an unnecessary search. Walked out, got back on the bus, and left.
Wow. Guess he didn't want that bag.
I guess he didn't want that bag, but all this stuff happened on the same weekend, and it's crazy, but, you know, Wayne's big enough to do
the
that.
The baby threw out fake weed.
I missed that.
Yeah,
that was such a strange comment to hear.
Word.
Because I the baby threw out fake weed. Like, is the baby the baby's a rapper, right?
A grown man. Yeah, he's a grown man.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
but that weed was fake that he threw out at the for his performance, it was fake. Right? Yeah.
The song is called Gorilla Glue, which is a strand of weed.
Indeed.
And then he threw out a bunch of fake bags of weed, I guess.
Hmm. How about
okay,
that?
Smoking them tweeds.
Part of the show.
Yeah, okay. Part of the show. I didn't. When I heard that, I was like, "Why is that on the news?" Like,
it just says called Rolling Loud, and he didn't throw out loud. He threw out some quiet. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's the marijuana laws in Miami right now?
Probably know? Quiet.
Mm.
Quiet versus loud.
Yeah.
Well played, brother.
Thank you.
Well played. I see you. That's crazy. That's crazy. He threw out a whole bunch of quiet, but
yeah,
who does that, man?
Yeah,
somewhat corny if you ask me.
It is. How about them sponsors, Mike?
How about them sponsors? Let's shout out to Coleman Dental, Dr. Coleman, 317-255-8546. BringingDownTheBand.com, as always, is the hub. Shout out to No Bad Ideas as well. They always lace us.
That's nice.
With the fresh gear. This is kind of dope right here. I like this one.
That's up my alley.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. This is fresh right here.
Yep.
Shout out to NDCD and Vinyl as well.
We got to push this up here.
Is a partner for us. And then also Printfinity, one of our partners
Sean's
as well.
Very particular about the hat placement.
I see. Because the hat placement determines, it's all based on the camera. We're professionals, right? We should know this, right, Mike?
Pro.
Okay. So depending on how the hat is, we're going to be able to see the new old heads though, right?
Okay.
133 episodes.
How many times have
I
you
just thought of a new soundbite?
How many times have you had to tell Mike?
I don't know. This is the first time on air.
133 episodes.
Oh,
no.
Yes. You guys, what was the Quentin Tarantino movie? Oh, Reservoir Dogs. You guys ever seen that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You see where Steve Buscemi flips out? He's like flipping out. And he goes, "Am I the only one who's a goddamn professional around here?" Like, I think.
That'd be a funny one.
I think that's a good one.
Yeah.
Potential future.
Classic material right there.
Indeed.
Have we given a shout out to Kato yet?
I don't think. Have
no.
we?
No. Yeah. I think we should right now.
Hey, let's do that real quick.
You know what? You're more familiar with him than I am. Just met him for the first time today, so I will defer that to you, sir.
Yeah, Kato, Chris, you know, is on board. One of our brand new intern/video professional.
Yes.
So he's on helping out on board.
We greatly appreciate it.
Yep.
We do.
I've worked with him in the past with Beats and Breakfasts with Bringing Down the Band season 2. He worked with TR on that, and so glad to have him on board.
Indeed, mate.
For sure.
And he's a patron,
it, brother. Yeah.
Shoot.
Yeah.
So you know, we have lots of patrons in this room right now.
Yeah. Say all
That's
of them.
So. We appreciate that. So, good looking out, brother. We appreciate your assistance there. So, do we have everything covered? Y'all ready to continue?
Yep.
Word. All right.
We just put out our Rob Swift interview. We can mention that real quick. That's what was playing at the beginning of the episode.
That was the first one?
Yeah.
Now we got
This is Boogie Blind.
Yeah, shout out to Boogie Blind. DJ Spool's taking care of that one.
Before we do, Indie CD and Vinyl was a part of some sort of really good list.
They were, yeah. Yes. They were listed in some...
Top 20, was it 25?
Top 25 is that the number? In the United States of record stores and or book stores.
Yes, yes.
They were listed in that, so that's really, really dope.
Yeah, shout out to them for that, man.
Congrats to them. No They're great doubt. People.
That's super dope. They got a great staff. They took care of us when we, you know, went live there. So, yeah, salute to them. Very, very good staff. Mm-hmm. They got some heat as well. Jazz Collection is crazy. All right. So, quick hit here before we jump into some music. Chris Darden has backed out on Eric Holder in the Nipsey Hussle case. He was representing him. You know what I'm saying? Public defender. He's out of there now. He decided to back out because he was receiving threats to himself as well as his family. I thought the whole thing was about publicity stunt for him to get some gas behind his name because he hadn't been in the news in a while. I could be wrong. That's my opinion. The whole thing was bullshit to me. To that, you guys say what?
Fuck him.
All right, that's cool. I'll take that too. Spools?
No, I don't think it was a publicity thing.
Okay.
And I don't blame Chris Darden for not being his attorney any longer because doesn't look good for Eric Holder, man.
At all.
That's probably why he quit.
Because they'll look good for him.
He don't want to take another massive public loss.
Yeah.
Like he took back in the 90s with OJ.
Yeah.
Because that was very public. That was the first case televised, right?
No, I don't think that was the first.
I don't know if that was the first
case.
Televised.
The first televised with a celebrity involved.
Maybe something like. Maybe you're right.
Maybe you're right.
Maybe
it
was
the first.
I know. It was like
Roddy King is definitely not a celebrity. Go ahead.
I know that. I don't think that's the point that he was making, but fuck, I forgot because all that just fuckery. So go ahead, whatever you were talking about, man.
That's all I wanted to add. All
right, cool. I was going to say something, but
he's out of
remember.
There now. He was receiving multiple threats.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't blame him.
Yeah. He had to get
it's
up
not,
out
It's not cool having your family and yourself threatened over doing your job.
Yeah. So apparently it was getting real bad. So he's out of there. So we'll see how that goes. Doesn't look good for fam anyway, so whether
he's not my fam.
Oh, that's the wrong word. Doesn't look good for old boy anyway. So he's pretty much going to be up out of there at some point. So he's a goofy for doing what he did anyway. So
I mean, even if he...
Yeah. It's a wrap for him.
I'm not even talking about getting out of it. I'm just saying, like, he's either probably going to spend the rest of his life in, like, a psychiatric ward or hospital, potentially, maybe.
Yeah.
Because, and if he, like, as soon as, I would imagine, right, I don't know everything by any means, but as soon as he would get released out of any sort of, like, protective custody, I don't imagine him being alive too long.
At all.
No.
At all.
So.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap. So, what's that? Let's see. What else do I have here? Shout out to Big Boy. From Outkast, his son Cross graduated from high school. That's crazy because we old enough to remember when Outkast was young and upcoming with their albums and everything. So there was an article that came out about Outkast reunion. I got gassed when I first saw it, but then I had to take the context and understand what it was. It was a graduation because Three Stacks showed up for the graduation. But Big Boy was on... excuse me, Hot 97. He talked about the Outkast and Tribe album that, you know, Dre alluded to when he was at the Celebration for Life for Fife. And Big Boy gave us some new information that I was not aware of. I wasn't privy to, maybe you guys were. But he said that everyone flew down to Atlanta and they actually had all the beats picked out for the project. And then Fife passed away and they kind of, you know, everybody was busy or working on other things and the project kind of dissolved. But it's crazy to know that they had already picked out production. He didn't say what production it was or who produced what. I'm assuming Organized Noise, Q-Tip, you know what I'm saying, and maybe whoever might have wanted to chime in or, you know, contribute. But it's just crazy to think about what could have been for that album. And now you hear, you know, one of them say, we actually had all the beats picked out. Like, to hear those beats and to think about the concepts and how those records could have gone, I think that could have been a monumental project. And it just, you know, just rekindled some of my thoughts about what that project could have been when I heard that.
Oh yeah, that would have been incredible. I didn't know that. I had that. That's the first I've heard that.
That's interesting.
That they had picked beats out. Yeah, that would have been something special, man. R.I.P. Fife.
And what year? So this was right around the time Fife was.
Yeah, like if you watch the clip or read the transcription from his interview, that he says, you know, people came down to Atlanta, we picked out beats, all of us were together, and then he was like, and then Fife passed away. That's how he said it. So it must have been, you know, relatively within the time frame of him passing.
That's crazy to think about, because this is post, I mean, this is what, 2000, when was this?
17?
Fife passed, what, 3 years? How long ago did Fife pass? Has it been longer than that?
It was before the project actually came out.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, how long? When was it that
the project came out in 2016?
16.
Yeah.
So about 2015, 2016, somewhere in there.
Okay.
Yeah. It would have been amazing to hear. Boy. To hear that.
Yeah, that's.
He living in Atlanta?
Fight? Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he living? I wasn't aware he was living in.
I think
Atlanta.
He was living there.
Okay.
With Jerobi. I think Jerobi was living there,
oh,
too.
Oh, really?
Nice.
Word.
I don't know if they were living together, but...
Both were in Atlanta?
2016, yeah.
16, okay. Word. Yeah, that's tough, man. Like, it made me even... I'm selfish, so it made me more frustrated when he was like, we had already had the production picked out. Could you imagine what that production sounds like and, you know, just... people that got a chance to hear it and think
actually,
about what it would have sounded like.
I don't know what that would sound like.
I don't know. Like between Organized Noise and Q-Tip, Ali Shaheed, if you want to throw him in there.
Was that who was doing it? Do we know even know that?
I'm just guessing based off their previous, you know what I'm saying, previous history. I can't see Outkast doing a project with Tribe and not having Organized Noise involved. Like I can't imagine it without them.
Could be all beats.
I can't imagine
them
doing a project either. I mean, I understand they picked out beats.
See what I'm talking about, Red August?
I missed that. I must.
He said beats by the pound.
I said it could be all beats by the pound. Who knows?
Shout out to KLC them, but that's foolish. Go ahead, man.
Now, what I was saying is I understand he said that they picked out a bunch of beats or whatnot.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine those two groups, Outkast being a group that was heavily influenced by A Tribe Called Quest, not organically create something in a studio.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So
that's why I don't know what it would sound like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Be cool if Organized Noise was in the studio with them doing it.
Yeah.
Who knows? Big fan of theirs. Like,
they could have been working on it and collabing, like, to his point, with the organic vibe and just never told anybody. Could be.
Could have been all produced by...
I mean, if that were to happen, though, there would have to be some kind of session tapes or something like that with somebody vibing. You know what I'm saying? Picking out beats and actually creating something organically is two different things.
That's fair.
You know what I'm saying?
I guess my thing would be, because it's all speculation what we're talking about, right? So who's to say that they couldn't
have... That's kinda.
Who's to say they couldn't have met in sessions and jammed out organically and then went back and then picked from said beats?
And the beats could be stems.
Could be stems.
You know, I mean, it could be rough patches, which you can go back and work on together. So,
I mean, he probably would have elaborated a little more if that was
the case. He probably would have. I agree. But either way, the concept of, you know, just the idea of that itself, like the material to me would have been, I don't know. Like, I can't describe what, you know, my thoughts. I just know how crazy that could have been, you know, from a musical standpoint. Because you're talking about two of the elites, you know what I'm saying, and two that have always been to themselves with their sound as opposed to whatever's been going on.
So let me pose this question. Who do you think would be, I mean, outside of obviously Organized Noise and, you know, Q-Tip and
yep.
Who would you guys like to see? Who would you like to see in the studio with them?
Knowing them
creatively.
Knowing them. Unreleased Dilla, maybe.
Yeah.
You know it would be nuts.
I mean,
I really think that's a possibility.
Mad
with
Lou.
Who? Outkast?
No question, because Tribe has a connection.
What about Mad Lib?
I could see Mad Lib.
How wild would that be?
I could see Mad Lib.
Mm. Not sure if it would, like...
I don't know how well it would fit, but I wonder,
that'd be wild. You know, it'd be a wild sound.
It'd be interesting. I guess I've heard a lot of unreleased Dilla beats, and I don't... It's one thing to have, like, Busta Rhymes take a bunch of beats and, like, rap over them for a mixtape and, you know, stuff like that. But, like, we're not getting, like, the greatest Dilla stuff we've probably heard at this point. You know what I mean?
I guess my train of thought would be unreleased Dilla.
It's kind of hard
with
to
organized
top
noise sauce on top of those joints.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. I think it might be dope.
It might be, but I don't know how I would feel as... You taking, like, who gets to say okay to that? Like,
yeah, that's
you know
true.
What I mean? Like, who gets to say, okay, here, take this beat by Dilla?
My Dukes.
Yeah,
yeah,
I know.
She could say it.
I guess.
She definitely could.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It would, interesting.
I mean, obviously, I think Anderson .Paak probably fits in there somewhere.
No question.
I was actually thinking Free Nationals.
Ah.
So, I mean,
does
that
Big
Crit
fit in there somewhere?
He could. I'm trying to think production-wise, like...
Pharrell never really did anything with Outkast.
But Pharrell is a huge Tribe fan, though. So I couldn't see that project coming out without him being involved. Like, he swears by Low End Theory. Swears by it.
I want to hear some Flying Lotus in there.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool. It'd be weird enough.
Yeah. That's why I think about Mad Lib, too. It's just different. I mean, I know they're... Not the same, but it'd just be weird, man.
Like, yeah. Mad Lib's ear is definitely different.
Nice.
From a sample picking standpoint, we know that from a sample picking standpoint, just how you craft things together.
That bandana's supposed to be coming soon, too, right?
Man, speaking of that, they say it's coming out in June, and I found out that Gibbs and Mad Lib are going to have a trilogy, so there'll be one more after this one. Now... That gets me excited because Pinata was crazy. So if they're going to do Bandana and then do one more, who knows what this one will sound like plus the third one. Like they had the, what was the name of the sequel that dropped? Tell Me T, I believe was the first one. I can't remember the second one, but their chemistry is crazy. I never would have saw it coming, in my opinion, but...
They dropped Flat Tummy Tea and Bandana.
Bandana was a single,
but it's
right?
like a bonus track. I don't know if it's going to be on there or not. Yeah.
So who knows what it's going to sound like, but their chemistry is crazy. When you think about the last album to now, what it could be in the first single, I'm excited. And to know it's a trilogy and they're gonna do one more,
mm-hmm.
I'm not mad at that.
With it. It means that shit might already be done.
Could be.
So.
Yeah, Pinata was stupid. I'm sure we all cross the board rock with that one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tyler, the Creator, is dropping the album this Friday.
Oh, word.
Tyler would be good in that Outkast room, too.
Yeah.
Outkast Tribe.
Would be interesting.
I'm not mad at Tyler. Like,
he's talented. I like Tyler.
Yeah, he's very dope. Flower Boy was...
Kendrick in that. Oh, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tyler's last album.
Terrace Martin.
Yeah.
Yep. Good call. That would be a good one.
Good call.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler's last album was dope, though.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of his stuff is.
Like, I mean, like, even, what was the project before the last one he dropped? Cherry Bomb? It was heat on air. Like, I was asleep. I bought into the antics and everything that was going on, but I was like, let me pull that aside and actually go into, you know, to see if this kid's actually got talent. He got some heat. I heard he produces a lot of his material. You said new album's coming out. I wonder if he's producing the whole joint.
I've heard a few snippets on his Instagram.
Okay.
That sound pretty dope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He be in his bag on the production too on the low.
He's similar to a Mac Miller, man.
100%.
How his musicality evolves every time he releases something. So
I can appreciate that.
Interested to hear what it sounds like.
Yeah, I can appreciate that because I didn't realize it, but he cares. Like, he really cares about the product. So I'd be really, really curious to hear. I'm not sure what the album's called, but I'd be curious to hear what that sounds like.
I think it's called Igor.
Igor. Yeah. Word. Okay.
His videos are some of the most creative ones.
Facts.
That have come out in the last decade. So.
That's a fact. Yeah. He's cut from that.
About Tyler's videos?
Yeah, Tyler's videos.
Man, I remember when I first saw Yonkers. Yeah. It's like the simplest video. Mm-hmm. It seems like probably I was just like, what the fuck? Like,
crazy.
Wild. I hate the roach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the whole, it's wild.
I think he's along the lines of, like Missy used to do that for me. Missy would be the one I would look forward to with her videos. She always was, you know what I'm saying, left field. Busta Rhymes even.
That's what I was going to say. Always loved Busta Rhymes
videos.
The
fisheye lens was in full effect. And 100%.
Indeed. Shout to Cool Keith.
And his budget was a mil for that joint with, what's it going to be with
Hype
Jetty?
Williams. Yeah. Hype was cleaning up, man. He
was cleaning up.
Chilling right now off of just early 2000s, late 90s videos.
Facts.
Belly, right? He did Belly too.
Yeah.
Right?
Facts. Hype somewhere good.
That's how Belly was a long ass music video for the most part.
There's some really, really cool sequences in Belly.
Mm-hmm.
The opening sequence is really dope.
Facts.
Yeah. There's some additional ones in there that are just, I don't know, man. Like, do you guys remember the one where they're raiding them in Kansas or Nebraska or wherever they're at, and they're coming out and the police are shooting at them, and the way that whole thing is shot, like that whole sequence is really dope. Like, yeah, dude, he was killing shit like in that movie, and
he had the
that time period, dude.
Yeah.
He had the squeeze joint with the, you know what I mean, like how he did with his videos to how come down like that before they start. Like, Hype definitely got a bag. You're right.
He got a bunch of them.
He's sitting on multiple bags.
Yeah, he's chilling.
He's chilling. You
don't
good.
Really hear about him doing many videos nowadays.
Not at all. Don't even matter. He's sitting on bags.
Should be.
So let's get to last topic before we get out of here. I think we got about 10 minutes or so left. Logic and Charlamagne. J.D., if we talked about Logic, and we were talking about this prior to coming on.
We actually talked about him last episode too.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the Charlamagne piece.
Okay.
In terms of him not hitting the black circuit, if you will, from a radio standpoint, interview standpoint, whatever, he puts out his material. And he actually had a verse where he talked about he excludes the Breakfast Club because Charlamagne's a clown, and he talks about all that stuff, and that led Charlamagne to give him Donkey of the Day and to pretty much berate him on what he talks about in terms of biracial, biting Kendrick, biting all these people in his style. So we've talked about all this stuff before, but I want to ask you what you think about the piece about him not reaching out to some of the urban locations when it's time for the album to come out. Like, what are your thoughts on that? Because I think Charlamagne hit the nail on the head. If you think about it, he doesn't hit Hot 97.
Yeah.
Doesn't hit the Breakfast Club when he goes through his rounds.
It's catering to his fan base. Mm-hmm.
What, don't do that.
He's trying to remain safe.
He's trying to stay safe. Okay.
And what I mean by safe is going to the Breakfast Club. I mean, they hold no punches.
They gonna challenge you.
You know what I'm saying? So when he's hitting all these different markets, he's staying in a safe realm of people that aren't going to challenge him to have to speak on something that he either A, doesn't have an answer for,
right,
or doesn't know how to answer it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, Charlamagne actually had a good point.
Yeah.
But he went at it. Logic did get at him on his album.
He did. He about put him something. In a verse.
Yeah.
He mentioned a part about him, you know, talking about what he was, the bet that he had with Tekashi, you know, what he said he would do if he ended up getting out of jail or whatever. I don't really want to talk about that. I don't want to say that per se, but he definitely mentioned fam in his verse, got at him. And Charlamagne had some good points, especially I was thinking Charlamagne was just going to try to clown and, you know, do the comedy routine and just do Donkey of the Day. Till he mentioned the point about the urban circuit for the interviews. And I was like, yeah, he got a point right there, 100%. He has a point. Lone, you said, I heard you chime in talking about his fan base.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I think Terry's point's better than my point. Okay. So, yeah.
I think it has something to do with it, too, though.
What's that?
What he's saying about his fan base.
Yeah.
Because like before we came on, I mentioned that I feel like he's trying to be like Eminem. And what I mean by being like Eminem is not being Eminem as far as an artist, but wanting to tap into his fans as the new face of that. And since he identifies as biracial, which he wants everybody to know on every album, every song, whatever.
100%.
He kind of fits that mold to take that position with M being, I wouldn't say retirement age because, I mean, he still can spit, but a younger face that can take on those so-called fans who don't like rap, but hey, I mess with Logic. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you.
So.
Yeah. I'm with you. Spools, jump in. What are your thoughts?
Again, I think, yeah, that made a lot of sense, too. I don't know a ton about Logic. And I watched his the Rapture episode about him.
Yeah.
Really appreciate his, I don't know, just like passion in general, I guess. His music doesn't catch me, but he's a talented person.
I agree.
And he could be doing that. Like what Terry just said, like that Eminem crowd of, and I'll go further with what he said, like, I don't really mess with rap music and I don't really mess with black MCs, but Logic is that safe guy for that group.
Mm-hmm.
He could be.
Yeah.
You know? So, I don't know. It's kind of fucked up, dude.
It is.
if that's the case. I hope not. Because Logic seems to, like, him being biracial obviously affected him a great deal.
It still does, apparently.
Yeah. So no question. If that's about what he wants to rap about, go for it, man. I don't know what that's like. So if you need to get that off, cool. Like that. The whole
kind of like how Eminem rapped about his mom and
yeah.
Man, so, I mean, so, there's
same cloth. Yeah. Same cloth.
There's something to identify with a certain audience. Yeah. I don't know, man. I mean, he's talented. I think. I've never bought a Logic album. I probably won't ever buy a Logic album,
mm-hmm.
but he seems to be doing really well for himself, and I more dig on, like, I thought it was cool, like the whole 1-800 song or whatever, like the like that's real shit, man. Like,
yeah,
like I thought that was cool. But he's a little much for me. That's kind of all.
But didn't he? He even like snatch that idea from somebody else?
Yeah. That's been done before.
See, I didn't know
it's
that
just
either.
Kinda like,
I didn't realize that.
When
so
you try to
back.
Like him, it's kind of like, oh.
That's kind of what I'm trying to do. I feel like right now, I'm like, you just shot one of the things down. I didn't know that.
Charlamagne so got like, at him about that.
Really?
Yeah, about him pulling from everything else.
It's now, like he,
the
it's,
black guy. Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
Well, I was just going to say, it's like he takes popular things by like artists that are maybe not mixed.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's kind of Elvis-in a little bit.
Well, let me ask this:
we've been talking about that for years.
You talked about the black, like, or urban
because he
markets.
Appeals to a different market.
Yeah,
I was going to say, does the black and urban markets like Logic?
Well,
I don't know if he's embraced.
Is he embraced by?
Well, you got to understand too. Logic. Before I even knew who Logic was, I thought he was a white dude.
I did too.
That was rapping because a lot of his tapes were called Sinatra,
mm-hmm.
Bingo,
and Rat Pack. And he said, "I'm like, okay. I see what dude's doing. You know what I'm saying? Cool." I didn't really check him out like that though.
Yeah,
but I don't think he ever really tried.
Yeah,
because he kind of got in his pocket and he stayed there. Mm-hmm. And now that he's more popular.
So if you're not, if folks aren't rocking with you, why would you go to this radio station? Not trying to defend Logic.
Yeah.
Because you're supposed to be a part of that culture.
Yep. Yeah, sure. That makes sense.
You benefit off of
it. He would still go on 106 in Park.
He would go on 106 in Park.
Yeah.
I've seen NSYNC on 106
but
in Park.
But is Power One up? Well, that's a different conversation. Like, do you have to be part of the culture to go to talk to Charlamagne?
No.
And Ebro?
Nah.
I mean, they talk to
you know what I'm saying?
Book authors and
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
reality stars, all that type of goofy stuff.
I feel you though. That like I feel you. It's an interesting topic.
Yeah.
But skipping over them and Hot 97, it just kind of stuck out to me because those are what we would call staples when you talk about the hip hop run when people do interviews.
Yeah.
Something else I want to touch on. Tim, you know, we might have to do this next episode.
Yeah.
But as far as rappers that rap fast, just because you rap fast, that does not make you good.
Okay.
That may just be a topic all in itself we can touch on.
I like that.
That sounds great.
I like that. We can bring it up next episode because we can talk about a lot of people in that regard.
Yeah.
Word. I think that does it for episode 133. Shout out to Longevity, DJ J Diff, DJ Spools. Red August is in the building. Jay Moore is in the building as well. Make sure y'all subscribe.
Kato.
Hit the bell. Shout out to Kato as well. Hit the bell on YouTube and also our Patreon slot, our site, patreon.com/newoldheads. Go in there and check it out. We got some dope things to offer.
.com.
And we'll see y'all next week. Thank you, Spools.
Peace.
Peace.